First question, how does waste during Christmas compare to the rest of the year?
Oh, it really increases, and we can see it in our houses as we do. There's no statistics in Australia, but there's statistics from around the world saying that it almost duplicates during Christmas. In some places, it more than duplicates. So it's something that we should be aware of and try to reduce as much as we can.
Right. And why is plastic such a serious issue? Can you give us a bit of an overview on the type of impact plastic waste has?
Yes. Plastic waste is a problem because plastic, as we know, it doesn't break down. It breaks up. So the microparticles of plastic are in the environment for forever, for hundreds and hundreds of years. It means that animals will eat it. Plastic also contaminates water and soil. So it ends up coming back to us through our food or through pollution in the environment that we live in. So, and because it doesn't break down, it only breaks up in microparticles, there's nothing we can do to actually make it go away. So there is no out. We live in a closed system. Our planet is finite. So there's no way to throw things out of the planet, and plastic is going to linger there forever and ever.
Of course. And if plastic waste is reduced, what positive outcomes can this lead to for our environment?
Well, we will see less death of marine animals to start with, and more healthy waterways and more healthy soils. And we'll stop probably eating plastic ourselves from the plastic that the fish are eating at the moment.
Right. And now, in relation to Christmas gifts often involve a lot of plastic. So how can consumers choose gifts that help reduce this?
Well, one of the things is to, the first step for this is to be more thoughtful when you're thinking gifts. And maybe have a party where you don't have gifts at all. So, you know, like make an arrangement with your friends and decide to make a donation to some organization that you all agree, your friends and family, or try to suggest like a kids-only sort of gift arrangement. And sometimes it's really hard. And when you do have to buy gifts, you know, like just be more thoughtful and make a list of the presents attached to the person before you hit the shops, because a lot of the Christmas shopping we do a lot of, you know, like last minute buying that we buy on impulse just because we have to give that gift and we don't even think about how the person is going to use that gift. But also another thing that we can do is think of gifts that will actually help reduce waste, like keep cups or stainless steel water bottles, gifts for nature, you know, like warm farm kits, hotels and possum boxes, bird boxes. They're awesome gifts. Kids love them, and we can enjoy them for the rest of the year. And not only us will enjoy, but, you know, like nature will enjoy too.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, I mean, like my keep cup got unfortunately thrown away a while ago, and I've been looking to get a new one but haven't found the time. So anybody listening, if you want to get me a present, get me a keep cup. Thank you so much for joining us, Manuela. It's been great to have you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.